Good afternoon. Welcome to another edition of Travel World. I'm Janice Kirshner, and of course with me, as always, Stephen Pickford.
Oh, thanks, Janice. It's a pleasure to be here once again today. We're joined in studio by Willem Backus, one of our senior panelists, and today we're going to be talking about your rights and obligations as a traveler with Canada's leading expert in the field of travel law, Paul Unterberg, who will join us online a little later in the show. But first, as an update to our earlier story this season on southern Vermont, I had the opportunity to return to the Rutland and Killington area last week. I saw our friends Ted Bridges and Elliot Chalandis down at the Cortina Inn. This is a perfect time of the year to head down to the Rutland and Killington area, the nature trails that head out from behind the hotel. It's very restful, very relaxing. The temperature was in the high 90s, but it cooled off considerably and seemed so cool and refreshing and peaceful just walking in the woods. They had mountain bikes and regular bikes for bike trails nearby that you could arrange to rent if you didn't come down with your own. And what particularly impressed me about the Rutland area, I'd gone down to the Rutland area 30 years ago on our way down to Cape Cod, and at the time it was a very depressing town. It was a lot of things boarded up. People had moved out of the downtown area. Over the past 5 years, a concerted effort has been made to redevelop the downtown area. They have spent in the last couple of years over $40 million in infrastructure improvements. A lot of restaurants have opened up on the old rail yards, which had once been a Kmart. Walmart moved in, put money in there, a 9-screen cinema complex. They have a shuttle bus operating hourly between Killington and Rutland to bring people downtown to shop. So if you didn't go down with your own car, if you're taking down the bus, for example, you had a way to get around the area. So Rutland itself, there's a lot of historic buildings. It is really Vermont's second largest city. There's 18,000 people in Rutland itself, but the trading area is around 100,000.
But bring U.S. money when you go down there. I mean, when you go to Plattsburgh, they'll generally exchange for you. Well, if you go to Plattsburgh and you present a Canadian $20 bill, they'll say, oh, that's worth $2, and they'll give you change for that. But if you go down to Rutland, I remember I went down there for the Alpine slides, also when I went to Killington. And when I presented a Canadian...
Monopoly money!
No, not even. The girl looks at the money, and she kind of looked at it both ways. She says, that's cute. What is it? Now pay me.
No.
Really.
Right. They haven't seen too much Canadian money. The further south you go in the United States...
I
was surprised, too.
They're close enough, and they're really trying to promote Canadian tourism. There is a real effort on the part of Rutland and Killington to get people down there. It is now a year-round resort with not just the skiing in the wintertime, but as I mentioned, you know, the biking and the hiking, and they've got great shopping. You also don't think of the Rutland area as having great dining. Two places I had a chance to check out, they're in Killington on Route 4, Hemingway's Restaurant. It's rated by Food and Wine magazine as one of the top 25 restaurants in America.
You're supposed to ask for Robert Jordan or wait for whom the bell tolls.
Right. No, it's an historic 1860s house in three distinctive little rooms. The service is on a par with any of the finest urban downtown hotels.
Now, that's in Rutland?
It's just around 10 miles east of Rutland, Route 4 in Killington. If you didn't know it was there, or if you just saw the listing in the little in-room magazine, you might pass it by. Some people stopped by and thought maybe and walked away because they thought they could get like a club sandwich there. It's not that type of place. There's a Hemingway's in Ottawa, and that
is a club in Rutland.
Hemingway's in Ottawa, that's where you get the club sandwich. But Hemingway's in Killington, they
or in
like
Pembroke at the Blue Motel.
Blue Motel, and you get the and you get the roast beef dinner there. Four course dinners. Fixed price menu, $46, and you can also have separate wines with each course that are matched to each course, and that's $65. And you can pick which of the distinctive dining areas, the garden room, or the more formal room, or even the cellar, which is very cool. You go downstairs and it drops down 20 degrees. It's a very people either
no very cool,
intended,
literally.
It's
cool
in more ways.
But the Ted Fondulos, the owner, he was saying, people either love that room or they hate that room. So either they feel claustrophobic being down in the wine cellar, or they find it very romantic with the stone walls. But the dining is superb there. If you're going with a family and you're looking for something a little more upscale and going to a hamburger joint or seeing what they have as the latest special at the Friendly Ice Cream, another top recommendation is the Sirloin Saloon for upscale family dining. That's on Route 7 in Rutland. It's been an institution in the city for 20 years now with a Western-themed interior, and the house specialty is teriyaki steak. It's a top sirloin marinated in a mild Japanese sauce, and it's busy day or night. And we saw somebody from the Rutland Sheriff's Office going in there. I mean, he passed up going to Dunkin' Donuts.
Saw Roscoe?
He passed up Dunkin' Donuts to go to the Sirloin Saloon for his dinner. So to have him do that, I mean, it must be special. Large portions, it includes salad bar, bread, baked potato, large dessert. So if you're going with a family and you want something other than your typical burger place, it's fine upscale family dining at the Sirloin Saloon. And one last...
So that's Route 7.
Route 7, south of the Highway 4 interchange. Everything is divided in Rutland by where Highway 4 meets Highway 7. North Main Street, north of Highway 4 intersection, and South Main Street, south of the Highway 4 and Highway 7 intersection. That's how the area is divided.
Sounds easy enough.
It's easy enough to get around. It's very very compact, and everything is well marked. If you've got a family, or if you're an avid rail buff, head down to take the Green Mountain Flyer. Now, again, every year I've been passing by to go to the Cape Cod area, and I always saw this rail line, and you know, I was 6, 7 years old. I wanted to take the train on there, but there were no trains at the time.
But so, Mommy wouldn't let us.
Right, there was no train at the time. But this is the old Rutland Railroad, and that went out of business in the early 60s. The line was taken over by the Green Mountain Railroad, and you can travel in a vintage 1951 Alco RS1 diesel and 1913 first-class coaches, all lovingly restored. It's a 13-mile each-way trip from Chester, around 30 miles south of Rutland, to Bellows Falls. It follows the Williams River Valley.
How long does that 13 minutes take?
Around 45 minutes each way, and you have another 45 minutes.
13 miles.
Yeah, 45 minutes.
How long does the 13 minutes take?
It's not 13 minutes. It's 45.
13 miles in 45 minutes. It's leisurely. It's a scenic route.
Scenic route. You pass covered bridges. You pass the Brockway Mills Gorge, and you get to Bellows Falls, and there's a gift shop for a railroad bus, and it's only $11 return, $3 extra if you want to experience the...
You want to have a cushion on the seat.
Well, the first class car, and it's the people on board. Bruce Cloutier was a passenger service rep aboard. He's very helpful, gave everyone information that they needed about the scenery and the history of the line and that.
Nothing like the old vintage 1952 and 1927 cars in the old CN2 Mountains line.
Yeah, well, actually, there is a Montreal connection to that old first-class coach, because while it was operated by the Rutland Railroad, the seating had been torn out when they were using it for a work car. And to find comparable type seats, they call Canadian Pacific, and those are seats that were comparable from the old heavyweight cars that they used on the Montreal Rigo line that were retired in 1970. So,
but this is not to get anywhere, right? This is a fun, three round trip
from Chester down to Bellows Falls.
Yeah, but then, you know, also those who really love railroads and railroad museum. In addition to that, I mean, we went to Baltimore. There's a beautiful museum, B&O. In addition to here in Montreal.
Like a Monopoly.
Yeah. And right here in Montreal, we have in Saint-Constant the Canadian Railway Museum.
Right. Which
is
that Railroad
good?
Historical
oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It is
if you're really into Montreal's transit history.
You won't even know it, but you would look for the big railroad car as you're driving by the 132 highway, or 138, actually, and you're going down this thing, you'll see the railroad car, you turn there, you'll just never know it. But when you walk into this place, it's unbelievable.
Really?
If you're even a little bit of a railroad fan,
kids must love that.
You gotta go there. Oh, yeah.
Oh, I mean, if you're into Montreal's transit history, Canadian railway history, that sort of thing.
We wonder why, you know, there were only 10 cars built and they started at numbering at 350. But
yeah, and that was, you know, that I think the some of that those consultants have been out there even for 100 years. There were consultants in the market, you know.
You know, when I went back down to Rutland, it was a fairly long drive. And that is usually the best way to get down there. I thought that maybe you might want to take an Enterprise rent-a-car to get down there.
Well, that is the best alternative, Willem. It's practical and economical, too. For example, this summer, Enterprise rent-a-car is offering some very special rates. You can get a subcompact for as low as $19.99 a day with 300 free kilometers. And the best thing about Enterprise is they will come and get you. So you don't have to figure out how to get to their location or what to do when you're finished. They will come to your door, and then when you're done with the car, they will come and get it.
So you just phone them at 1-800-RENT-A-CAR, and you say, I want a car, and they'll bring it right to your door. You don't have to go anywhere for this.
Right.
That's amazing.
You call a very easy toll-free number, 1-800-RENT-A-CAR. Nobody can forget that, 1-800-RENT-A-CAR, and you're all set. They will send someone from their nearest location, and they have 18 locations in Montreal.
So there's always one close to you, and you just dial 1-800-RENT-A-CAR.
And the rates are very economical, just $19.99 a day for a subcompact, and of course they have a whole selection to choose from.
Like 4x4s, minivans, full-size.
That's right, a vehicle to meet every need, no matter how many people you have to transport, like those out-of-town visitors this summer.
So they have just about everything.
That's right. When you pick Enterprise, they'll pick you up just by calling 1-800-RENT-A-CAR today.
You know something, Stephen? When I went down to Rutland the last time, I went to Rutland and Killington. I went to Killington, and one of the nicest things I've seen, it's one of the highest mountains in Vermont, as a matter of fact, And you can take a gondola ride, a 3.5-mile gondola ride. It takes about 45 minutes, but it is beautiful and scenic. And you can actually go to the top of Mount Killington.
Right, and they're doing a lot of development there, building a new 300-room hotel. They're trying to connect, by the end of the next year, Killington to Pico ski areas. They're now under the same ownership. A lot of money is being spent on the Killington area.
It's a beautiful area to go down, that's for sure.
But what I found was I had to leave my cat at home, and I think that was just like when you leave Robbie at home. Yeah, PETA the cat.
Well, you got to do something about poor PETA and Robbie. And I mean, last week when we went down to New York, and I was bringing Robbie to Auberge VIP, of course, I brought him to Steve's place first, and Robbie met PETA, thought he was a stuffed toy.
Right, well, vacation time can be that heart-rending decision, what to do with your pet. And that's why we're pleased here on Travel World to introduce our listeners to Auberge VIP, because they offer a unique concept in boarding facilities designed for the ultimate comfort of your best friends. From the moment of registration, a trained staff member is assigned to provide personalized attention to your pet. A variety of suite sizes are available for our canine guests, designed to provide privacy, while cats enjoy a choice of multi-level apartments with a sunny southern exposure. Your pet's personal program can be tailor-made, from special diets to daily grooming and a play and exercise time each day. And it's not just luxury amenities which sets Auberge VIP apart. Auberge VIP provides for a totally enclosed environment, offering safe sanitary conditions with personnel on duty 24 hours a day and a veterinarian on call. Auberge VIP, they invite you to give them a call to visit their facility, experience firsthand the care and special attention your pet deserves. Auberge VIP, a comfortable and caring atmosphere for your very important pet. Call today, 381-6653.
You're listening to Travel World on AM 600, and coming up very shortly, we're going to have Paul Unterberg, who is an expert in the field of travel law, and he will be here to field your questions. So just want to give out that number, 790-0600. We'll give it out a little bit later on as well, and we'll be back. Stay listening to AM 600.
Bouclair is more than just a fabric store. Need blinds? Bouclair has the largest selection of stock blinds imaginable. You can also have made-to-measure blinds such as Levalor and Hunter Douglas at unbeatable prices. Bouclair, more than just a fabric store.
Dress it up at Bouclair.
Do you have a problem finding great clothes in your size? MH Grover Clothing for the big and tall on Wellington and Verdun can help. They carry quality men's fashion wear from designers you like, such as Tommy Hilfiger, Chaps, Guy Laroche, Arrow, Wrangler, Levi's shirts, and more. They have jeans up to size 72, blazers to size 64, and a great selection of golf wear you just have to see. Before you spend a fortune having your clothes tailor-made, check out the fashions at MH Grover, 4741 Wellington Street in Verdun, the only place to go for the best selection for the big and tall men. MH Grover, 769-3771.
Tasso Patsikakis here for Mosey Silver Water Park for the entire family this summer. For heaven's sakes, don't miss a day. Enjoy the sunshine. Bring the gang along. We got the mini splash slides and the children's islands for the youngster, the spiral and tandem for the older kids, the super wave pool for the whole gang, and of course for mom and dad, Lazy River. Oh, what a beautiful way to enjoy your day. Don't forget, Canadian money accepted at par. Exit 60 off the Laurentian Auto Route from Mont-Saint-Sauveur Water Park.
Bouclair is more than just a fabric store. Ready to decorate? Bouclair has thousands of meters of drapery fabrics for every taste and every budget. Complete your decor with our endless selection of drapery hardware. Bouclair, more than just a fabric store.
Dress it up at Bouclair.
You can dress up. CIQC.
Welcome back to Travel World on AM 600. It is just like paradise when you're on a great trip. It's probably like the other end when you are not on a great trip, and that's why we've got Paul Unterberg.
Paul Unterberg is on the line with us, Canada's foremost expert in the field of travel law. Good afternoon, Paul.
Hi.
Glad you could join us today on Travel World. Well, as we were saying, you know, we talk all the time about great trips, but there's a lot of bad trips out there, and I think a lot of consumers are not fully aware of both their rights and their obligations, both theirs and the suppliers vis-a-vis them. So perhaps you could sort of introduce us to that sort of whole element of traveling.
Let me just give that number again if people have any questions. There's so many scams out there and so many problems that you do hear of. 790-0600 is the number, star 600 if you're a Bell Mobility subscriber tootling around on this gorgeous day and you want to you have a question for Paul Unterberg.
Right. Now, Quebec has consumer protection legislation. A lot of people don't really know what it entitles them to and what those rights and obligations are on both sides of the party, Paul.
Yeah, the Consumer Protection Act, of course, applies to travel. That's been clearly established. And a number of things are important in that. One is that it forbids not only the commission of an act which is fraudulent or something like that, but also specifies that a tour operator or a travel agent is not allowed to omit a very relevant fact. For instance, let me give you an example. If you asked to go to some place in a very beautiful island in the South Pacific, it's a nice hotel and everything's fine, except the travel agent didn't tell you that that's the middle of the rainy season.
Right, or in the case of North Carolina, the hurricane season.
Or you're booked on the minnow.
Well, there's a difference. In hurricanes cannot be forecast long in advance, and we're talking about months, eh?
Right.
We know that there's a hurricane season where they might get a hurricane for 1 or 2 days out of 3 or 4 months. I don't think the agent is obliged to tell a...
Right, that's considered like an act of God, right.
But a rainy season, for instance, in Tahiti or in Fiji or where have you, is similar to the cold weather in Quebec. Somebody who wanted this from North Carolina wanted to come to Quebec for skiing, and a North Carolina travel agent would sell him a ski package for July, he would probably be liable because he's admitting it. He's omitting an important fact, that is that sometimes, but not always, sometimes in Quebec we have warm weather in July.
Right.
Sometimes.
Sometimes.
And as a matter of fact, there are a certain number of scams out there. There are in any field.
Mm-hmm.
One of the things that frankly has always surprised me to a certain extent is that the consumer of travel doesn't prepare himself as well as he does for other purchases, and I've never understood quite why. Let me give you an example. The ordinary consumer goes out and buys a stereo set or a new color TV. He'll go to 4 or 5 stores to compare the qualities, the prices, the bells and whistles that go on one or the other, maybe read some magazine, ask his brother-in-law who's got one what he thinks of it, and so on. And he spends $800 for something that he's going to keep for 5 or 6 years. The same guy goes out and buys a $3,000 travel package, doesn't find on the map where he's going, doesn't read any books about it, let alone ask his brother-in-law whether he's been there.
Well, we learned that lesson last week, of course, with giving directions out to the Burrard Motor Inn. But, Paul, let me ask you a few other things, like certain scams. When you're out traveling, let's say you're in a place like New York City and stuff, one of the things I found is a common scam. People try to steal your car. For instance, they'll bump into you. And what's typical for Canadians to do is you get out of the car and survey the damage, but you get out of your car and you are sunk. You just keep driving.
Uh-huh.
Tell us a bit more about that kind of thing, Paul.
There are certain dangerous areas in American cities that are probably just best avoided.
Right, I think you have to really sort of...
that. I travel often in Asia, and some people have asked me whether I wasn't afraid wandering about in Calcutta or Rangoon or Tokyo or where have you. And my answer has always been the same. That it's infinitely safer walking around Calcutta, Rangoon, or Tokyo at 2 o'clock at night than it is in many American cities at 2 o'clock in the afternoon.
Right, yeah, and you always have to keep your eyes out no matter what, and I think also you have to depend on people here in Canada to give you that right information, in addition to doing your own research, that they have also done their research to put you on the right track.
That's the job of a travel agent, sure.
Right, I mean...
Part of our problem is that as Canadians, we're so accustomed... to living in relatively safe and secure cities.
It's such a luxury we have here.
It's a luxury that we have here and that we sometimes forget.
Well, I was in New York City, and for instance, I was talking to other journalists there, and they were marveled at the quality of life that we have right here in Montreal. I gained a new appreciation for this town, and no matter how much they would ask me about, tell me the downside, I said, well, we have this, we have that, we have this, we have that. All the stuff which are our hot topics here, they say, well, so, tell me the downside.
Mm-hmm. Right, well, you know, we look at things, and I think you have to travel to another place to find out how fortunate we are in Canada.
Yeah.
Now, people are using the internet more and more to conduct commerce, and I'm thinking that's an area ripe for scams, but also they aren't protected by any type of legislation, really.
Part of the problem is, of course, that a consumer is protected under Quebec law if he buys from a Quebec travel agent holding a Quebec permit. Every travel agent here must have a permit from the Consumer Protection Office. That way the consumer is protected. But if he buys, either through the internet or through some other system, from some guy in down North Carolina or where have you, he's got no protection whatsoever.
Right, I mean, and people
don't... And
that's
one of the dangers of the internet.
Right, they just don't know where that person is conducting business from, and it is hard from a legal standpoint to ascertain where the actual contract of sale took place.
Exactly.
And more important than that, of course, you have no legal recourse with one of these people. For instance, even if you have a piece of paper that says guarantee, you've got to be able to back that up by going to court or something like that.
And going to court down in North Carolina.
Right, and the costs that are...
I got hit on in North Carolina, but anywhere out of province, with the possible exception of Ontario, is a complicated procedure, which is usually not worthwhile in the travel field. Because you're not talking about $1 million claim, you're talking about $3,000 or $4,000 claim. Who's going to go down and sue in California or Vermont or what have you for a few thousand dollars?
I've heard that, even whether you've got the cash on hand or not, it's always a good idea to pay by credit card. Is that true?
Well, there are diverging opinions on that. You mean buying a product?
Yeah.
Like a tour package?
Yes.
Yeah, a tour package.
It's a little better than paying cash, but not much.
That you've got more proof or whether it's a tour or anything, a hotel, whatever it is, always pay by credit card. No, not so much
you've
weight
to that.
You've
got much better proof, of course, with a credit card. The downside of that is, by the way, that I've made the comparison on two different occasions, comparing in foreign countries, obtaining local currency, that is foreign exchange for us, by cashing a traveler's check or drawing on a credit card. And the credit card is 4% more expensive. The exchange rate they use is lousy.
But the protection that you get by buying with a credit card has got to be higher. What about packages like American Express and so on?
If you're buying an American Express package with an American Express card, you're pretty safe.
Sure.
But if you're buying an American Express package anyway, you're pretty safe because the company's perfectly solid.
Right, you're dealing with a reputable supplier. On that
sure,
note,
and you're paying for it, by the way.
Right. Could you just hold on the line for a second?
Sure.
We have to go to a commercial break here.
Okay.
We're talking to Paul Unterberg. You can call during the break, 790-0600, if you do have any questions regarding travel law. If something's happened to you, you want to ask about it, or you want to check before it happens to you.
Before heading off on your next trip, head off to Jet Setter. Jet Setter is Montreal's travel accessory center with the largest selection of travel accessories in Eastern Canada. Everything that you could possibly want relating to travel all in one location. Money belts, water purifiers, miniature binoculars, travel irons, guidebooks and maps, plus converters and adapters for all your electrical needs, including computers. What's more, you'll find every imaginable kind of rolling luggage, including duffel bags, knapsacks and travel packs from such name brands as Tumi, Travel Pro, Skyway, Le Sport Sac, Kipling, Timberland, Eagle, Creek, Briggs and Riley and more. At Jet Setter, I found you don't pay more for quality and personal service. In fact, you'll save with Jet Setter, and GST is included in every price you see. Jet Setter, Montreal's travel accessory center, 66 Laurier West, between Clark and Saint-Urbain. Telephone 271-5058.
Now you're cooking. Now's the season to enjoy dinners fresh from the sea. Make the most of good things on the barbecue or enjoy the subtleties of sushi to go. Everything from lobster, because it's lobster festival time, to swordfish, tuna, scallop, snapper, porky, and lots more. And the place to get it all these mouthwatering goodies, is Poissonnerie Sherbrooke, the popular fish market that's been serving you the freshest fish and seafood for 3 decades now. Plus a little help in the way of good advice and a recipe or two. Visit Poissonnerie Sherbrooke, 5207 Sherbrooke West, just east of DeCary.
Fact, most people spend more time planning their annual vacation than upon planning for their financial future. At no other time in history has advanced planning for retirement been so important. Let my buddy Bill Wishnowski and Diversifolio Financial Services put their years of expertise at your service to combat the information overload of investment options, to tailor a portfolio to meet your needs. TriMark Mutual Funds help you make your way through the investment jungle. For instance, the TriMark Income Growth Fund has as its investment objective to provide the benefits of interest income with the opportunity for capital gains, to provide investors with above-average investment returns through a combination of income and capital appreciation. The fund invests in Canadian bonds and equities, as well as international stocks, to provide for a diversified equity and bond portfolio. Plus, it is fully eligible for RRSPs and RIFs. Call Bill Wishnowski at Diversifolio Financial Services today, 731-5592, or toll free at 1-800-232-0240 for a free financial planning consultation and to learn more about TriMark Mutual Funds. Diversifolio, investing to outperform.
The Chaminade News invites kids to color themselves a winner in their Hercules Coloring Contest. Check Laval's English paper for entry coupons. You could win a year's youth subscription or a junior tennis camp at Tennis 13 or a $100 bank account from the National Bank of Greece, Canada. It's Montreal's oldest bike shop since 1915. See Les Bicycles Kiliko and find a super selection of bicycles, bicycle parts, and accessories. Prepare or repair your old bike or buy a new one. Les Bicycles Kiliko, 1749 Saint-Denis and 472 Roland-Terrien in Longueuil.
Via Rail is proud to be the official ground transportation carrier for Travel World's media correspondents. Business taking you to Toronto, but tired of battling traffic on the 401, the confusion of Pearson Airport and high airfares? Next time, arrive refreshed and relaxed. Pamper yourself with Via One first-class service from downtown to downtown. A hot meal served at your seat, full stretch-out comfort that allows you to spend productive work time, not lose time en route. Via One, the way Montreal-Toronto travel was meant to be, from Via Rail, Canada's passenger train network.
CIQC.
Welcome back to Travel World here on AM 600. We're talking to Paul Unterberg, a travel expert in travel law. 7900600 is the number, star 600 if you are a Bell Mobility subscriber.
Now, Paul, thanks for staying online with us during the break. Have you found over the past years that tour operators have become a little more responsive to getting the correct message out there in their brochures and in their advertising? Yeah. Or is it just being that they've been mandated to do so by legislation?
Yes, in legislation in the sense mainly of class actions. It's the class action law that was created, now it's 19 years ago, and when that was brought in, that created a more level playing field. A tour operator faced with a couple of small claims cases, that doesn't faze him. But if he's faced with a class action where all the people are automatically members of the group, that would scare anybody.
Right,
that keeps people in line.
It's the power of numbers, and you don't necessarily have to be a member of a class action suit. The people who are actually part of that suit necessarily don't even know they're part of that suit until the judgment has been rendered.
You're absolutely right. Let's say, for instance, that 200 people buy a package from a local tour operator supposed to have a 4-star hotel, and they end up in hammocks strung between the coconut trees, and they're not happy with that. One of them takes a class action. And if it's authorized by the Superior Court, all the members of the group, that is, all the 200, are automatically in the group, and they get paid, even if they haven't heard about the case, as you correctly said a moment ago.
Okay, Paul, one more question here with regards to all this. When we started, we were talking about various travel scams and things like that, and I think one of the best ways to avoid being scammed is to know what one of the more some of the more common ones are. Can you list a couple of the more common scams that you've heard of that may not be so well known, but at least that we should be aware of before we go traveling?
Yeah, I'll tell you what the first one, the biggest one is.
Yes.
All forms of timesharing.
Really?
All forms of timesharing. They are the biggest numbers of nasty scams are involved in timesharing. And you would not believe the number of relatively sane, not stupid, well-informed people who get snagged.
Right, they go down on a vacation.
Never?
They go down on a vacation and
they see one of these ads that says free day in the swimming pool, barbecue dinner, and maybe even an overnight. And all you've got to do is walk through us and look at the condos with us for an hour or two. And they have very, very, very good salesmen.
Right, but they really put the pressure on you.
They put pressure on you, you get the impression.
They won't let you go until you sign.
Oh, yeah, the bargain of your life, and if you don't sign in the next 42 seconds, you'll never get it again, and you'll regret it for the rest of your life, and so on.
Is there no legitimate timesharing at all out there?
There is, but there are a greater percentage of scams in timesharing than anything else that I can think of.
So you sign up, and the condo's not there, or you sign up, and someone's actually living in it all year?
You sign up. The most common forms of scams are that the owner does not tell the prospective buyers that he's got a huge mortgage on it and doesn't have any intention of paying it.
Oh?
And then
and then you've put down your money.
You put down the money, and then you're stuck with all of his liabilities?
Or you don't get anything at all.
Right, it gets
repaid. You must remember that your rights, the buyer's rights, cannot be greater than the seller's rights. If the seller loses the whole building on a mortgage repossession,
then you're out your money.
Completely.
Oh,
okay.
The second thing is that people are told you buy it and you come down for as long as you want, and all the other weeks we're going to sell it, and it'll be hotel rates, and you'll be making money on your investment.
Right.
Right, they almost guarantee you a return on your investment, that it's not going to cost you anything.
Exactly, but it's almost a guarantee. It isn't quite.
Right. Almost is like...
And they don't mention the high administration costs, the commissions that they charge you on renting it, that they don't pay you anything when it's not rented, that you still pay your monthly fees when it's not rented, and so on and so forth.
Just like the sale you almost make, or, almost getting there, or horseshoes, hand grenades.
Right.
In timesharing, there are some legitimate deals, but there are a very high percentage of scams.
And what else? What's another huge one?
One suggestion I might make to people who are thinking of timesharing: under no circumstances should you sign anything until you've done two things. One is thought it over for at least 7 days. And second of all, have a local attorney look at it. That is, wherever the thing is located. If you're a Canadian and you're buying something in Florida, do not use a Canadian lawyer like me to look at it, because I don't know anything about Florida law. But get a Florida attorney to look at it.
If it's legitimate, they should allow you to do that, just like having a car inspected before you buy it.
If they refuse to allow you a few days to think about it or to have your attorney check it out, then you know it's fly by night.
Right. I mean, no, they've got something to hide there.
For sure. The next number of problems isn't really a scam, but concerns overbooking, and is morally not necessarily the tour operator's fault. He's legally liable, there's no question about it. Let me give you an example, and it occurred in Cuba last winter. Canadian tour operators bought blocks of rooms from Cuban hotels, and it was perfectly legitimate. They've been doing it for 20 years. And sold packages to Canadians who bought those to spend a couple of weeks in Cuba during the winter. Canada had practically a stranglehold on the tourism market in Cuba for many, many years. The Americans were not allowed to go there, and the Europeans hadn't discovered it yet. The result was that the Canadians got very, very low rates. There were a lot of rooms available in Cuba. Cuba badly needed Canadian dollars, and so they sold the rooms cheaply. And it was it was budget accommodation. It wasn't five-star, it wasn't four-star, it was two- or three-star. And the service was appropriate, but the prices were very good. And Canadians were accustomed to cheap vacations in Cuba. But 2 years ago, the Europeans discovered Cuba, mostly Italians, Spanish, and Germans. And they discovered a nice tropical island with the same temperatures in the Canary Islands or in Mallorca or Menorca, and with hotel rooms that were costing a quarter of the price that they were paying in the Mediterranean. So they began offering packages in Cuba, and they sold like hotcakes in Europe. All of a sudden, you had German tour operators who wanted a lot more hotel rooms in Cuba. And they went to see the Cuban hotel keepers, and they said, "We need rooms." And the Cubans said, "Sorry, we haven't got any more. We sold them to the Canadians." So the Germans asked, "What did you sell them for?" When the Cubans told them, the Germans said, "Oh, yeah? No kidding. I'd pay more than that." And they put enough sugar on the pill that the Cubans sometimes forgot their contracts with the Canadian tour operators and sold the rooms to the Germans.
So they double sold the same room.
Yeah. To justify it a little bit, most of the Canadian contracts had clauses that allowed the Canadian tour operator to release the rooms about a week before the arrival and not pay for them. So the Cubans said, "Well, we think that those Canadians are going to release the rooms, that they're not going to sell all the rooms, so we may as well sell them to the Germans or the Italians." Problem was that Cuba was popular in Canada, too. And so they really ended up selling the room two or three times.
Right, people wanted to go from both countries.
Yeah.
And it was simply a matter of who would pay the highest dollar, so they wanted to...
Sure.
And Canadians
and
as a whole...
the Germans were paying double the Canadian rate.
They were paying double, and as well, Europeans tend to buy their vacations many more months in advance. Canadians want to book almost to the last minute.
Because
within...
Canadians were spoiled. They said they could get vacations in Cuba anytime, even if they booked at the last minute.
So, actually, the Canadians were the ones left out.
Yes, sir.
And there was
a lot of bumping in Cuba last winter.
Right, there was a mad scramble
for
the rooms. And I think that this year, I mean, some of the press announcements from Cubanacan, the large hotel operator that owns the properties, seems to have put a bit of an end to it over the past year, because they got a lot of negative press.
They got a lot of flack on it. Part of the difference was, of course, that Cubanacan, which is a perfectly reputable operator, then jacked their rates in Canada, which is why trips to Cuba went up about 25% last winter.
Right.
That was to compete for the European prices.
Right. Right. So there's less bumping because the Cubans are getting as much money from the Canadians as they are from the Europeans.
So they'll sell into both countries, and that sort of alleviates the problem. But in the end, Canadians have to pay in one way or the other.
So I should have taken my cheap Cuban vacation a couple of years ago, is what you're saying.
You're absolutely
oh.
right.
But Cuba still provides a good value now that they've got a lot of the 4- and 5-star hotels there, the European chains.
It's still pretty good value, but it's no longer the cheap 2-star vacation that you could get a few years ago.
Right, and of course, when you go to for a 2-star vacation, that's what a lot of people forget, is you get what you pay for in life.
In travel, there are very, very few real bargains. You get what you pay for. Nobody should imagine, and there are very, very few exceptions, nobody should imagine that they're going to get the Mercedes for the price of a Lada.
Right. I mean, people will go to a 2-star hotel, or they will take an economy-sized car or take a charter flight somewhere and expect, you know, first-class treatment all along. And it just, you have to look at it as a...
If you're lucky, you might get the Hyundai for the Lada.
Right.
You get the Mercedes for the
Right. And you have to get the... Well, as long as they get the... What is... I think people are looking for is value. And as long as they perceive that they got value for their dollar.
And Cuba still is good value, by the way.
Right. No, it's...
Still is good value.
It's a very good good value. Well, it's been a pleasure talking to you today.
You know what? I actually do have one,
one quick question.
I do.
Okay.
I was wondering if there are some key words that kind of have hidden meanings. You know, does quaint mean tiny and no hot water? You know, are there some key words that we should be looking out for that kind of travel people know what they mean, but
Good
others
idea.
Don't?
Yeah. If you see, there are two code words that are important. One is budget and the other is standard.
Yeah. What does that mean?
They both mean that there's not many stars.
Right. 1, 2 if you're lucky, and again, standards in other countries
exactly. That's
are different than Canada.
When somebody talks about 3-star or talks about 5-star, it's important to know whether he's talking about 3-star in a third world country or 3-star in a North American country.
Is it 3 out of 4 or 3 out of 10?
Yeah. The standards are not the same, and the standards of cleanliness are not the same.
Right, so it could be, that's one question that you have to ask. Hopefully the travel agent knows the answer or can get a correct answer.
Or should know, or ask them to find out.
Right, and ask them to find out from the appropriate tourist board authorities and the tour operator and everyone else.
Let me add one thing, if I may. If one of your listeners goes on a trip and is dissatisfied because of overbooking, because their room isn't clean, because the food is not adequate, what have you, the quality of the beach, whatever it is, make sure that he brings his proof back with him.
Take a picture.
Right, you need the picture.
Take pictures in the plural. A video, if he's got one, is even better. Take not just one picture, but take a number of pictures so that the court up here, which doesn't know that particular hotel, will have an idea of what we're talking about.
Yeah.
And ideally as well, if you're part of a tour package with other Canadians aboard, if they're also dissatisfied, get their names and addresses possibly as witnesses. I think that's part of the idea as well. If people go away and they don't have that necessary proof, and it's one person's word against the other.
Exactly. Whereas a picture is worth many, many words.
No, that's certainly good advice for all of our listeners. Well, thank you very much, Paul Underberg.
My pleasure talking to you.
Joining us today on Travel World. Take care.
Right.
Bye-bye.
Bye. You are listening to Travel World on AM 600. Stay listening.
Summer brings the thought of hitting the open road. And if your thoughts are turning to getting a new vehicle, there's no better time than now to call Montreal's hottest new and used car long-term leasing specialist, Centre Auto Régal, Regal Auto Center. Not tied down by any one dealer line, Centre Auto Régal can put together a made-to-measure lease on any make, any model of new or used car. And by used, I mean low-mileage cars no older than 1991 at very competitive prices. Let Pierre Puteau put his 15 years of automobile leasing experience at your full disposal to provide you with the fullest and personalized attention and commitment to making sure you're happy with the highest quality service from first consultation through the length of your lease. Call Pierre Puteau and Les Pinsky today for a no-obligation quotation on your next vehicle, 620-CARS. You'll be glad you did. Centre Auto Régal, Regal Auto Center, conveniently located on the West Island. Make your next car acquisition a Regal experience. 620-CARS, that's 620-2277. Are you tired of being held hostage to the airline's demands to stay over a Saturday night and reserve 2 weeks in advance just to get a reasonable airfare? Fed up with paying $1,000 or more on your business trips to the United States? Now there's an answer to every business traveler's dream with Zagary Travel's USA on Business fares to over 50 key business centers throughout America. Reserve up to 3 days in advance, stay just 2 days, not requiring a Saturday, and count the savings. $395 plus taxes to Los Angeles, for instance, compared to over $2,000 plus taxes normally applicable without that obtrusive Saturday night stayover. You don't sacrifice comfort or convenience either, flying with one of America's top five fly carriers with full in-flight service, seat selection, and frequent flyer mileage. Call a corporate travel specialist at Zagry Travel in Dollar today, 626-3132, to find out how you can shave your travel budget by up to 75%. That's 626-3132 for Zagry Travel. Your next business trip to the USA should begin with a call to Zagry.
Something is terribly wrong. Children are the fastest growing segment of Montreal's homeless population. I'm Father Johns, founder of Le Bon Dieu dans la Rue, and our mission is to provide street kids with friendship, support, and guidance. Please help us help them get off the streets. Send donations to Dans la Rue, 543 Sherbrooke East, Suite 200, Montreal, H2L1K2, 284-5480, 284-5480.
CIQC.
Everybody's working for the weekend. Everybody wants a new romance. Hey, hey, hey. Everybody's going off the deep end.
Welcome back to AM 600 and Travel World. Going off the deep end. Yes, we are. All of us.
Yeah, another weekend, and we plan for those future weekends. I know next week we'll be talking more on Willem's last trip. I talked this week about what I did this past weekend down in Killington and Rutland, but that was good that you shared some of those tips, and maybe you have a few other tips going on this vein of travel scams. New York is the sort of the travel scam capital.
Yeah, well, actually, New York has actually drastically improved its safety record. It's voted one of the most improved cities for safety in the United States.
Not one
now.
Of the safest, but New one York of the City. Most improved.
Well, they say improved, no, but they said to me safest. Mm. Now, I find that a little difficult to believe. You know, being a Canadian, we're kind and gentle and what have you. But in the meantime, when I drove down to New York City, and we went through New Jersey, and actually it was kind of neat because right along the Highway 17 in New Jersey that connects the 87 to New York City itself, they actually have streets coming right off that highway.
Really?
Oh, yeah. There's my house. You just go down the highway and turn right. You're there.
Well, those highways were built really as the first divided highways in America and in the 30s and early 40s. And so I don't think they really imagined how busy and how developed the whole area would become. I mean, New Jersey is really, in that part, all one great big industrial park.
And but there's shopping everywhere. Boy, a shopper's dream come true. There's lots of Barnes & Noble, Payless, and stuff like that. And we stayed at the Days Inn, at the Lincoln Tunnel. But, of course, when they say 6 minutes to New York City, 6 minutes means from the toll booth at the beginning. I mean, you ain't seen traffic until you try to take one of those tunnels. In the meantime, it still is not that bad when you get into New York City. Just make sure you've got a lot of American cash on you because there's tolls, there's this, there's that. And if you don't have cash, you are sunk. But as far as scams,
you don't have Interact that you can kind of swipe. You can't swipe the stripe.
No. You cannot swipe the stripe.
No, and
nor the stars and stripes.
And imagine the lineup at the toll booth tunnel for $1 to $2 toll if everyone wanted to put it on a credit card.
Well, yeah, well, it's about $4 to get in.
Well, you pay just
Lincoln
one
tunnel.
Way. You're paying a round trip, but you pay as you enter the city, sure. And you're paying a round trip.
So yeah, so we discovered, which was kind of nice. Now, some of the scams, though, as far as auto theft and stuff are concerned. It's one of the more prevalent things. If they see that you're from out of town, then you are prey, one way or the other, which is another reason to take an enterprise rent-a-car when you're going down there, because at least it's not your car and you're insured a bit more. Well, sure. I mean, if you see
and
the condition of cars in Manhattan, I mean, they're dented, they're this, they're that.
You're also not necessarily an out-of-town or just because it's... Oh, no, it doesn't matter. Never mind that. It does say out-of-town.
You are still safer. Yeah, sure. But one thing is for sure, in New York, where I'm not meaning to wind people up unnecessarily, but you've got to keep moving, okay? So if someone, typical in Montreal, let's say you're standing on a light, someone comes up behind you, boom, you get a little bump in the back. Well, you get up and you look at the damage. In Montreal, you just, you know, go about your business. But in New Jersey or New York, this is going to be a scam more likely than not.
So take the rap, take the cost, whatever.
Just get out of there.
Just
you keep moving. Don't get out of your car.
Don't
whatever
try to get
them
to
do.
Pay the insurance.
Don't
just
look at the
it.
Guy. No yeah. eye contact. Nothing.
Just keep moving.
Get out of there. Keep your car moving. If your car is moving, then you're stand a lot better chance of staying safe.
So what the scam is that you get out to talk and he jumps in and steals your car?
Yeah, he meets you with a gun pointed right at your face. I want your car. Okay, you can have it.
There you go. It's yours.
Yeah. People will also come along and point at your car as if something's wrong with it, or pull over, or try to flash a phony badge. And this is not just, it wasn't really necessarily started in New York, but it was started in Florida, actually, but Florida has really cracked down on the whole practice, so many of those, the same thugs, you know, it's like,
they've moved
north.
Well, another nice thing, if you are going to take your car down, be sure, get a trailer hitch installed in your car, even if you're not going to plan to take trailers anywhere. I mean, it's a worthwhile investment, because you get the trailer hitch ball, you put a protector on your bumper. And one of the things we notice in New York City is all these massive, they look like bush bumpers. We call them push bumpers because this is what the taxi cabs use. They got these huge cages, steel cages in front of the car and on the back, so they won't lock bumpers with you. And if you are trying to keep one of them behind or something like that, they will push you out of the way. So you got to be very careful. Now, as far as the trailer hitch in the back of your car, at least keeps the back of your car safe from being rubbed or that kind of thing. He'll hit the ball of the hitch, or if you get a pipe that's a little larger, maybe about 6 or so inches.
Probably damage himself more than you.
Exactly, and it keeps your car safe. It's a worthwhile investment. Imagine, you know, you pay $500, even if you've got deductible of $250. Imagine the hassles of doing that. So you save yourself the deductible. It's a worthy investment. And later on, heck, if you're a cyclist, you put a really awesome bike rack on there.
Right, you can carry your bike along it. I was just thinking, I was laughing before coming in the studio about our trip a few years ago. We were talking about Philadelphia around a month ago, but the Hershey Hotel in Philadelphia.
Well, it used to be called the Hershey. Now it's a
DoubleTree.
It's a DoubleTree Hotel, but it was owned by the Hershey's Chocolate Double Treat because it was earned by the Hershey Chocolate Company. There. So Stephen had about 2.5 bowls of these chocolate kisses because, they were so good. And I kept on warning him. I said, okay, Steve, you're going to pay for this one tonight. And then we had one of these big, greasy pizzas, and guess what?
Oh, boy. My stomach was not all there.
Time to go whale watching, Steve.
Oh, no, not whale watching. Or take a Dash 8 flight during a heavy winter or, summer thunderstorm. No, I... or go on a roller coaster ride. We could have headed over to New Jersey and gone to Six
Island.
Flags.
Coney Island.
Six Flags in New Jersey. Coney Island in New York metro area. I mean, a lot of amusement parks in the area.
But of course, we kept our streak alive. Now, this was about a good 8 years ago that we'd been to Philadelphia, and true to our form, we started making friends at the hotel, and there was this one particular lovely lady that worked there, so we went out and bought her flowers just to make her day, you know.
and passed the charm along that we were there and that they will remember us.
Well, it worked. She had a great big smile on her face, so why she could eat a banana sideways, so it worked, I guess.
Well, you've got a friend in Pennsylvania, as we said, you know.
Well, one of the best people we've ever met in Philadelphia is John Fitzgerald, one of the hotel sales directors there, and he was friendly.
He really went out of his way. Well, just like we met friends in Pennsylvania, we're friends sharing travel with friends here on Travel World on AM 600. Next week, Willem will be talking more about his trip to New York. We'll be joined by a representative of the New York City Convention and Visitors Bureau online, and also one of country music's hottest new singing sensations, Tanya Ray, will be online. We'll be listening to a few cuts from her latest album, but also her interest and hobby is photography, and she's just returned from Yellowstone National Park. It's come back from some of the ecological disasters of the past year.
Yeah, I saw the cover of that CD. I'd like to see what kind of photography.
Well, I know that Chad Kennemy is off this week on vacation. I think he's probably listening to that CD, and he did say she had a lot of potential. So,
family show.
Yes, what type of potential? Well, Willem, it's always good to come back to Montreal.
And the theme music plays once again, Robert Charlebois and Je reviendrai à Montréal. As always, Steve, it's been a pleasure being on Travel World, and my favorite part of going anywhere is coming back once again to Canada's greatest city, without a doubt, our great city of Montreal.
Thank you for listening to Travel World. I'm Stephen Pickford.
And you are Willem.
Willem Backus.
Willem Backus, of course.
Janice
Kirshner. Coming up right after the 1 o'clock news, it is the Computer Internet Show. Please stay listening.
Et ces aurores boréales, j'ai besoin de cette lumière, descendue droit du Labrador, et qui fait neiger sur l'hiver, des roses bleues, des roses d'or. Thank you. le silence de l'hiver. Je veux revoir ce lac étrange.
This is AM 600, CIQC, Montreal's first radio station.